Annie Dugan is an art instructor at St. Scholastica and our host for Where's Art? Monday mornings here on Northland Morning, and she's on the telephone. Good morning, Annie. How are you?
Good morning, Chris. I am doing well. And I think one of the things that has struck me about this time in art is both the expansion as well as the sort of contraction, the looking to local, which is really important. We've realized that we rely on our neighbors more than ever, and we rely on our neighbors for food, for entertainment, for arts, and for community. And so I think there's a wonderful organization, Downtown Duluth Arts Walk, that has reshifted their focus, because before they were all about having really wonderful public arts community walks where you'd walk around the galleries, you'd be with the public. That hasn't been possible in the last month, and so they've reshifted to doing monthly art industry social hours online. And this month is going to be really wonderful and really important. It's Tuesday at 5 p.m., and if you go to the Downtown Duluth Arts Walk website or Facebook group or any kind of social media, you will find a link to that Zoom meeting for that Zoom happy hour at 5 p.m. this Tuesday. And they've invited a really blockbuster series of panelists to connect with everybody in the arts community who wants to on Tuesday. So they have this month, they have Blackbird Revolt, which is the design company, and it's so much more than just design, that Teresa Moses and Jordan Moses are at the helm of. And these two individuals have been a couple of the most important activists and voices and people moving dialogue forward and action forward in Duluth. And very much through the design work that they do, through the visual learning and visual understanding of what our community is and what it could be. They have a visionary idea of where we could be going and maybe a path forward as well. Most recently, if folks have not downloaded the Appraisine that they did in recognition of the 100th anniversary of the murder of the Clayton Jackson McGee, for the Clayton Jackson McGee Memorial, that zine is a really, it's both a very much a how-to handbook on how we can move forward as a community. They are going to speak in that 5 p.m. happy hour, and then Flo Matamoros, who is a curator, a artist, the organizer of the Prove Gallery, which is a space for art and social justice in the community, as well as Jamie Ratliff, who runs Prove alongside of Flo. Jamie is also a professor of art history at the University of Minnesota Duluth, and brings a really wonderful perspective on how we place this idea of what's happening in our local scene in a global context. So I think those three are just going to be a wonderful way of talking about what a local arts community really can look like and potentially should look like. I think they have a great vision for where we could be headed in the future. So being part of that conversation, I think is really important. Being someone who's listening to that conversation is really important. I think, you know, it's hard to know how to operate. You know, you know how to operate when you go to a meeting and you sit down in a meeting. You know, most of us have had that experience, but I think these online discussions are a new thing for folks, and it's okay to go and just listen and take it in. You know, don't feel, you know, you can, don't feel pressure about what your kitchen looks like. Just go and enjoy. You can put yourself up on audio only. And then the other thing I want to mention, you know, speaking of this idea of sort of the, both the global and then getting down to the local, is that we can connect with organizations that might not be in our own backyard. And one organization that's trying to do that on a local level for artists in Minnesota is Springboard for the Arts. So if you go to springboardforthearts.org, and I will send both of these links to Chris as well, Springboard for the Arts has been doing a lot of really important work to connect with local artists where they are in Minnesota. They have an office in Minneapolis and St. Paul, but they also have an office in Fergus Falls. So they've really tried to connect with greater Minnesota in a really intentional way. And these series of professional development workshops that they have now for artists all around the state that you can access online are really wonderful. They call it the work of art. You know, what is sort of the work that most artists don't enjoy? Most artists don't enjoy, you know, keeping tax documents or trying to understand their, social media charting and when they should post and how they should post. And Springboard for the Arts has developed a toolkit to really walk people through the nuts and bolts of how to do the work of the working artist. Things like this on the 15th, so on Saturday, they're doing a workshop all about record keeping, how you keep records, where you keep them, what you need to keep, how long you need to keep stuff for. These are really important skills that an artist can have to move their career forward. And certainly in today's uncertain world, it's something that I think artists can take control of the work side of their arts in a really meaningful way. So in addition to all sorts of other things, those kinds of real hands-on nuts and bolts opportunities are wonderful that Springboard provides. So those are a couple important things to check out this week in arts, Chris, and I'll send you those links post-haste.
Looking forward to it. Thank you so much, Annie. We appreciate it. Take care.
Thanks, Chris. Bye.
Annie Dugan, an art instructor at St. Scholastica and our host every week for Where's Art here on 103.3 KUMD.